This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The Crisis Center of Central New Hampshire marks its 35th anniversary tonight with an event at Red River Theaters in Concord. On the program is a screening of The Invisible War. That's the Oscar-nominated documentary about sexual assault in the military that's now being used to educate members of the armed forces. We spoke on this program to the film's director about how sexual violence is tolerated, even expected, in the military, and how rarely offenses are prosecuted. Those experiences are not unique to the armed forces. A soon-to-be-released study by the New Hampshire Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence finds similar responses to female sexual assault by this state's criminal justice system. Even in a state considered one of the safest for its citizens, nearly one in four women have been affected by domestic and sexual violence. Our guests today are on the front lines of education, response, and prevention of these all too common forms of abuse. Jill Rocky, Executive Director at the Crisis Center of Central New Hampshire, is with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And also with us is Concord Police Detective Christy Spaulding. She is from the recently created Domestic Violence Unit. Christy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, it's a heavy topic, certainly. And the reality of sexual assault in New Hampshire is the name of the study. It's not yet been released, but I understand that you can give us some snapshots from it. First, the title. Has there been a lack of reality considering violence against women here?
I think that people, because of the media and television, really do have a misperception. And that's actually the name of the second study we did. The third one hasn't been released yet. And in that second study, that was the one where we followed things from a system's perspective and found that you really couldn't track the sexual assaults through the system. So the data that the crisis centers had was a little different than what law enforcement. More people are reporting to the crisis centers. Law enforcement had smaller numbers than prosecutors, and prosecutors had lower number than courts. So the third study we did, the one that should be released within the month, will have the data because we followed specific cases through the system. And the reason we're showing the film this evening is because it does give a snapshot of the military in a very strong way. And we want people to recognize that that is happening in their community. And one of the reasons Christy's a panelist tonight is because she was in the Army for many years before becoming a law enforcement officer here in New Hampshire.
And Christy, clearly law enforcement has responded by starting units like the one that you're working with. Now, what motivated that? Are there others in the state or the country?
Yes. Our Chief Duval, started this unit. He saw that there was a need for it. There are some other departments around the state that have started it, and I think it's long overdue, and I'm very glad that he did start it up.
Are you getting calls, and how do you respond?
Yes. Mostly I call people. I contact people because I go over our police logs every day, and then if someone was involved in a domestic issue, then I'll give them a call.
No kidding.
But from that, I'm certainly getting clients that make a relationship with me, and they're certainly calling back, and I'm also having them call the crisis center, which is a big step that we didn't have before.
Well, let's talk about some of the facts from the crisis center and from the Coalition Against Domestic Violence here in this state. Findings of the study, only 13% of arrested offenders are prosecuted. Now, why such a low percentage, Jill?
I think you have to look at the system as a whole, and it's not... One of the things that came out of the second study was that we really need to educate the public, that that's our jury pool. And beyond a reasonable doubt is a really high standard. And when people are bombarded with shows like Law & Order SVU and CSI, and they think you can get a DNA sample in an hour, or that there even is a DNA sample, because sometimes those aren't issues in sexual assault cases, but that's the public's perception of what we should be getting. And so when juries come in, they already have an idea of what a victim's supposed to look like, what the evidence is supposed to look like, and the reality is very different from that. We found that all members of the systems, prosecution, law enforcement, advocacy, you know, anybody that had contact with these victims, really, they do care about these crimes. It's not somebody dropping the ball. It's that as a culture, we have to shift and start to recognize what these victims really are.
Yeah, I was stunned to read that the system as a whole still harbors a lot of stereotypes about what is a quote-unquote real rape. Now, what do you do with that? You two are sort of on the front lines, right? So how do you educate people about what is a quote-unquote real rape?
Well, we go out into the community. We go to schools. We go to church groups, women's groups, universities, huge sexual assault issues on university campuses, and letting people know. But the most important thing that we're doing and we're trying to do more of is engaging men, because we're not going to end violence and sexual assault and domestic violence without engaging men in this fight.
I think a lot of women also sort of choose to drop out of the system because they don't think that they can take it. How do you, Christy, you know, you're a person who's in contact with a lot of these victims. How do, would you encourage them to proceed in a case against domestic violence?
Yes, exactly. A lot of women are afraid. Plus, it's just a complete life-changing event for them. You know, they don't want to lose their partner, their child's father, their person that's financially supporting them. There's so many fears for them. And yes, I just reach out to them and give them support and let them know that there are people here to support them. There are agencies and centers that will help them in many different ways, counseling, financially, with legal help, all those types of things. So somebody's letting them know that there is
those services,
resources
are in
out
place.
There, yes.
And it's the partnership. It really is the partnership between law enforcement and advocacy. There is less lethality when a victim has the support of advocacy. If they've gone to law enforcement, it's less likely to end up in a homicide. The lethality assessment program, which was piloted here in Merrimack County, has shown us that. And New Hampshire, one in every half of all homicides are still domestic violence related, which is high.
That is. We're talking about domestic and sexual violence here in New Hampshire with Jill Rocky. She's executive director at the Crisis Center of Central New Hampshire. Detective Christy Spaulding is also with us. She's an officer on the Concord Police Domestic Violence Crime Unit. Now, Christy, we mentioned this film, The Invisible War, being screened tonight at the event. Prior to joining the police force, you were in the U.S. Army. I'm wondering about witnessing similar victimization of victims of violence by the whole system, because it looks like we're looking at a whole system here.
Yes, I actually didn't realize it so much until I watched this movie with Jill, and it brought back things that I didn't pay attention to or didn't realize when I was actually in that position myself. And I told her, it's funny because in the first 6 months of my career, twice, I was almost a victim.
Oh, my goodness.
So... And I think the only reason further in my career I wasn't is because that's when I met my husband and we became a couple and I was kind of protected and didn't realize what was going on. But yes.
Well, we see in the film that so much of this is miseducation. By the way, in the film, it's also men who are sexually abused and victims.
Yes.
Sometimes we're focusing on women for this purpose, of course.
And that's the same in our society, too. We are supporting men in our community that have been sexually assaulted.
But how about within the force itself, Christy? I mean, are there challenges to educate even fellow officers about domestic and sexual violence? I think that's what we see in the film, that it is so deeply entrenched in the culture that, you know, this is how women behave, this is how women are treated, and even in some cases, this is what women are asking for.
Yes, it's a huge hill. I mean, I think we've certainly taken a few small steps in the last 20 years, but still a long way to go.
Mm. Well, there are a couple of quotes in the report that I read, the second report. I know a third is coming out, but one says that the system definitely needs to change. Everybody agrees it's not okay to rob a bank, but everyone has a different idea about what's okay with sex. Now, how do you combat misinformation or work on public misperceptions of sexual assault when people's definitions of sex are so varied and so, you know, contributed to by culture?
It's not something that happens overnight. A culture change can take 10 to 20 years. So it is something that we're looking at changing over a long period of time. But the most important thing is understanding what is sexual assault. And that's it doesn't have to be physical force, but when one partner or one person is not consenting to a sex act. And a lot of people, you know, for many years under the law, you could sexually assault your spouse. And that changed for us in the late 80s. But still, back in the late 80s, somebody could sexually assault their wife and it wasn't a crime. So now in 2013, we are again looking at how to engage people And the biggest thing from that second study is to get out, do a culture change. It just takes time. The education piece, what does a victim look like? A lot of times alcohol and or drugs are involved. It could be they pick vulnerable people. So it's not somebody that a juror might look at and think, oh, like you were saying, the barriers right now are, oh, well, how could she be a victim? Look at what she was wearing that night. Those are still real problems for prosecutors.
Well, Jill Rocky, Executive Director at the Crisis Center of Central New Hampshire, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Detective Christy Spaulding, she's on the Concord Police Domestic Violence Crime Unit. Christy, thank you also.
Thank you very
much.
And
keep up the great work. Jill and Christy, you're going to be at Red River Theaters tonight for the Crisis Center of Central New Hampshire's 35th anniversary event. We do have details on the event and links for more on our website at wordofmouthradio.org. Now stay with us for the legal vagaries of international space law. That's when Word of Mouth continues.